Thank you.
Okay, here's a song we wrote about an old man named Jim Howard who lives in the town of Island Grove, Florida. Which is just on the outskirts of Gainesville. It's a true story. He lives out there, sits on a folding chair. In fact, if you drive by there, you might be able to see him today or tomorrow or anytime, really. Had a dog named Whiskey and a cat that was yellow. Rode up on his car every day when he went in and out of work. Here's a song we wrote about him about 5 years ago. We played it every year since then, I think, at White Springs. And we always dedicate it to Cousin Thelma. So we'll do that again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'd like to feature the sweet voice of Sandra Jemison here to my left on a song, traditional, old traditional song, that we recorded on an album that has just been released about a month ago. We got some copies. If you see any of us walking through here in the next couple days and you'd like to get one, it's called Live at Tampa Theater. We recorded it last summer, a live performance. And this is what really the best song on the album, really. It's called Rough and Rocky.
Is that right, Pete? It's the best one on the album. That's according to him. Now, I feel Happy Minor was pretty good, but of course I wrote that one, so...
Thank you very much. Now I'd like to do one for you that we did about 2 days ago in the town of Oberramstadt, Rohrbach, Germany. We just got back. I'm in the middle of jet lag right now, but we just got back from playing a couple of towns.
It's been that way for 3 weeks.
Really, in Germany. We had a great time. We got a chance to play bluegrass and country music to a little old town in the middle of Germany that had never, ever even seen or heard of country music ever
or
bluegrass.
And I'll tell you, the motor Cycle Group even showed up, the Black Souls
Black
from Darmstadt, German motorcycle.
And I dedicated a song to them, and they all got up and walked to the front of the stage and looked at me. We did Lucille, and as soon as I started singing the chorus, they all sang it with me. They knew the words, but they didn't know what they meant, but that's the story of there. It's called Shot from Guns.
Oh, my God. We're going to do this? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We'll see you a couple other times this weekend.
That's right. Have a good time, too.
Good to see you. Wasn't that great? Let's give him another hand. For going to Germany and all those good things, I tell you, it does pay to travel, doesn't it? And I hope that a lot of you will travel up to the information booth and buy this beautiful program. It's one to keep, full of information. You'll get a folk education just by reading it from cover to cover. It's the 29th annual Florida Folk Festival. And right in the middle is the program and all the workshops that are going on. And when you look at the program, don't be confused by all that time to the right. That time to the right refers to when the workshops are going on and where. And, of course, you'll have to be a Philadelphia lawyer to find all these places. They're pretty plainly marked, though. And, of course, when you get hungry, if you'll just follow your nose down to the food area, oh, they're cooking up some fine vittles down there. And every afternoon now, there's a cake walk. And I'll tell you, there are none of those little bakery cakes down there. These are all homemade from scratch cakes. And for 50 cents, you can walk and maybe win a cake. And who knows, maybe it'll be a chocolate layer cake or a great big old nice juicy pound cake. But go down there and get in the cakewalk tomorrow afternoon. So read every word, every line, every tot and tittle. And in the meantime, I've been killing time, but I've been giving you good information too, because we're so excited about having from way over Pensacola way this lovely lady. She's gospel and blues. She's born and bred in that briar patch up there that's called Pensacola. She was born there in 1909, and I do believe she was born playing the piano and singing the blues, singing gospel music, playing piano in the picture show. Let's welcome this beautiful, lovely Ida Goodson for the first time.
Has everybody been having a good time? If so, say yes. We're going to continue to have a good time, okay? How would you like to hear the St. Louis Blues?
Bye.
boogie. Song that you all would like for me to play for you, send your request on. I'd be glad to do it.
Put your hands.
Dixie?
Thank you.
Step on over there with them.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me.
This is Mitch White from Winter Park, and Mrs. Goodson was delighted to accompany him. Wasn't that great?
tonight.
All right, this is the last one. What did y'all want it to be? She's here for the weekend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. She'll be, you see, you just have to stay because you have to hole up in one of our palatial motels, and we have some great ones right out here on 136, and we have a hotel right here in town. I bet it's not full. You might just go in down there and check in because she'll be back tomorrow to make more music for us. Now she's gonna, I bet she's gonna go and get her beauty sleep. And while she does, let's welcome back this remarkable young man. Now he's not gonna just play one instrument. Oh no, he's gonna go back and get about 45 or 50 because he can play anything. Anything. So let's welcome L.J. Slavin from Miami. We glimpsed him once tonight, but this is his time with all his instruments. He's a remarkable young man. See there? What did I tell you? Yeah, Miami Beach, not just plain old Miami.
Now, don't get personal, Cousin Thelma.
Oh, I'm not. I'm glad you're from there. I'm sure you...
That makes one of us.
I know you make it lively.
Yeah, well, that I do.
Me too.
Good evening to you. Indeed it is. A lot of stars out tonight. One more time. Start out with an Uncle Dave Macon tune for you. It's called I'll Rise When the Rooster Crows. If you want to get up and clap and stomp and jiggle about, do so. Just don't rush the stage with any sharp objects. Like saws. Got one up here already. I'm going out south where the sun shines out down where sugar cane grows. Don't let old Satan try to fool you. judgment day, for you can't take money for to buy your way. I'll rise and rooster crows, I'll rise and rooster crows. I'm going down south where the sunshine's hot, down where sugar cane grows. I'm gonna put on a white sock too. I rise and a rooster crows, I rise and a rooster crows. I'm going down south where the sun shines out, down where's your hand grows. Well, what you gonna do when the women all dead? Gonna sit in a corner with a hump-mount head. Well, if ever Mary won't marry for riches, Mary big fat girl can't wear my britches. Rise and a rooster crows, I rise and a rooster crows. I'm going down south where the sun shines out, down where sugar cane grows. I rise and a rooster crows, I rise and a rooster crows. I'm going down south where the sun shines out, down where sugar cane grows.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, I got a tune that answers that everlasting wonderment about actually what a Scotsman has underneath his kilt. Anyone know the answer to that? Good. You'll enjoy this song. Well, can you repeat that question? Well, I remember the first verse. Slowly repeat it. One moment. Anyone on the first couple of lines? What's that? I'll tell you what, I'll play a Hammer Dulcimer tune, and then I'll get back to this. This is a good one, but I am blank.
You ain't heard nothing. Before we answer that question, I'm going to play a tune. This here is a hammer dulcimer, very ancient instrument, actually one of the early forms of the piano. And instead of pressing keys, which trigger little hammers inside, would strike the string, you hold the little hammers yourself and strike the strings directly. I'm going to play a tune I learned from a great old hammer dulcimer player up in upstate New York, Paul Van Arsdale. This is called Grandpa's Waltz. Well, you're ready now. Now, this answers a question. Now, what does a Scotsman wear underneath his kilt? Well, Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair. One can tell by how he walked that he drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle 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 oh, ring diddle yo. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Well, about that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. One said to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath their kilts." Ring ding diddle 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 oh, ring diddle yo. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath their kilts. Well, they crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as can be. They lifted up his kilt about an inch so they can see. And there, behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddle yo, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Well, they marveled for a moment, then one said, "We must be gone, but let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." As a gift, they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star, the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring di diddle yo. Around the bonny star, the Scots kilt did lift and show. Well, the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush, he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice, he says to what's before his eyes, "Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I seen you won first prize." Ring ding diddle diddle idy o, ring di diddle yo. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I seen you won first prize. Thank you. I'm going to play a tune on the saw here, a tune I'm sure all of you have heard at least a dozen times so far in your lifetimes. It's from a fairly famous movie. And if you recognize a tune, sing along. Tell you, if I was wearing a kilt, I wouldn't do this. Thank you. I've got one more tune and this little set. It's a pleasure to be back up in White Springs. I'll be around tomorrow, I think, in the afternoon here, and again Sunday with the